Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
All right. Are you the one? Are you setting off fireworks in the middle of the night? If you are, everyone hates you.
I don't know if my neighbors are doing that or, honest to God, I don't know if it's gunshots or fireworks. I can't tell.
Yeah, how can you not tell?
Come on, fat
one
boy.
Of them is a lot louder than the other. Now, there's nothing like the muffled boom of fireworks or the deafening crack of a gunshot.
Because you need to cover your ears if it's real close.
I'm not that familiar with gunshots, but these are kind of faint. They're far off a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's
probably firecrackers.
If it's far off and you hear it, it's probably guns.
But I hear a lot of crotch rockets, too.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with this year is noise complaints are already up. It's not even the week of yet. And they've been up in general because of lockdown, because people are always home. And there's less things to do, and, you know, you want to go outside and blow off some steam and blow some stuff up. People are doing that. But there are fewer fireworks display planned for this year because of social distancing. So more people are buying their own, and, you know, they're going out and preparing for the big explosion on the 4th of July. So it's already beginning.
I heard a bunch more around Memorial Day than I ordinarily have in the past.
Yeah. I got a buddy that just bought a bunch of fireworks. He's a distributor now.
Oh, okay.
Let's say his name's Jeff. I don't know if he'd want me to say this. I don't know if he's got a business to, you know, plug him or what.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of fireworks.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
Well, he's got about a week to sell them.
I'm sure he'll sell them, but, I mean, that seems like something that goes on year-round.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you about the stats from New York City that's in this thing. They've had 426 times more noise complaints in this month than the same time last year. And the same for other big cities like L.A., Vegas, Chicago, and Boston. And hundreds of people in New York sat outside the mayor's mansion Monday night and honked their horns to wake him up. So I'm sure that he announced yesterday the city is cracking down on illegal fireworks. So it's just probably going to get worse around there. But here, be prepared for your neighborhood to be very noisy this year.
Did you ever get into fireworks, Nine?
I mean, I like to watch the fireworks show, but as far as like running around lighting up fuses on stuff, not especially, no. I mean, Roman candles are fun for like a minute, and then I'm done.
You don't like the bottle rockets where, you know, or whatever the ones you put in the bottle and then you lit the fuse?
I liked them more when I was younger. Now, you know, I've had my dog for... about 7 years, so I kind of got out of them because dogs don't like them.
And
I got those CBD dog treats coming.
And fireworks, usually with children, you want some color and bang and something great or things that they can set on fire. Not the kids, but you can set on fire with the kids to watch it. But it seems like the people that are blowing up M80s or big explosions or a bunch of firecrackers, that's done.
Well, nobody cleans up either. Stuff lays in the road for you to run over.
Yeah.
But that's not as much fun.
I mean, no. I mean, the fun of some of the stuff is just to see how they make fun of movies or whatever.
Yeah.
Here's a Titanic firework float.
Yeah, I mean, if you go past midnight in a neighborhood type setting, yeah, you're kind of a dick at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get them all out of your system in, like, the 3 hours between dark and midnight in July.
And I would say it's been about 5 years since I've wanted to go to a big event.
If you need more than 3 hours of fireworks, I'm wrong with you, I think.
Where you're sitting there watching the fireworks go off because it's always too crowded and it's kind of boring.
It ain't crowded this year. It ain't happening this year.
Nope. Not at all.
Now, the one in Greer used to last, I swear to God, 2 hours. You go out in the park and, you know, they never let you leave.
You're just bored after a while. You just start. It's cool.
Pretty.
15-minute fireworks show? Great. 30-minute fireworks show? No, it's twice as long as it should have been.
Maybe I'll get some this year. It's a fireworks pork chop.
What are you going to do? I'm in the bingo hall parking lot?
That's where everybody else does them.
Really?
And evidently, you don't have to clean up.
Yeah, you don't have to clean up nothing there.
That's good.
Yeah, somebody bought that property. They're showing it off, so. Hopefully.
Things are going to be changing.
They're just going to build a walking track for you.
I mean, it's something. They cut the grass and, you know, there's not nugget boxes and filled condoms everywhere. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not the dank mo.
It'd be good for about a week.
Oh, boy. Well, Miley Cyrus, she would like you to know that she's still fun, even though she's sober and she has been for some time. She's been sober for 6 months and this started at first because she had vocal surgery, but then she dug into her family's history, and which, you know, she says there was a lot of addiction and mental health challenges, so she decided to keep her sobriety going.
I don't get the whole, you know, sobriety thing. It seems like for some people it's what other people need you to be, for them to be around you.
Yeah.
But if you don't drink for 6 months or a year, okay, were you sober then, but you're not now?
Yeah.
But
I mean, I
is it I hard it. To not drink when you go somewhere?
It depends on where you are. If there's a bunch of people around, it's hard not to drink.
Okay, if you don't drink for 10 years, but you have a drink, are you not sober anymore? Were you ever sober? Like, what does that mean?
Well, Miley says it's really hard because, especially being young, there's a stigma of you're no fun.
Yeah, she pees in the road a lot, too, so.
Is it a lot?
She probably won't do that anymore.
Like, how do you know it's a lot? I mean, I saw one picture, but I don't know that it happened twice.
Well, I mean, it was a lot in the pic. It was a lot at once.
Well, I mean, she was well hydrated. What's wrong with that?
I thought it was funny.
She seems like a pretty nice young lady, and she seems pretty fun, too.
She's fun. She says, it's like, honey, you can call me a lot of things, but I know that I'm fun. And you don't have to be drunk to be fun. I think the more you drink, the less fun it is, because sometimes it's always some kind of drama when someone's always out of control or someone gets sick.
Well, don't put yourself in a position to be responsible for other people and you just watch and laugh when that happens.
Yeah.
That's where people get in trouble, is they put themselves in a position where they have to be responsible for somebody else. Nah. just go by yourself. Don't take friends because they just cause problems.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, you got to drive them around, too.
Yeah. Somebody's going to get too drunk. You got to drive somebody home on your way home.
Judging by that picture, you know, I assume that she goes like I go. You get completely naked, and you do your business.
Yeah.
You wrap it up.
Well, do you all know the actor by the name of Bug Hall?
No.
No? Well, you will now. He was Alfalfa from the Little Rascals movie. He was arrested for huffing compressed air.
Oh, Alfalfa.
Yeah, in the 1994 Little Rascals movie. And he was arrested at a hotel in Texas for huffing cans of compressed air.
The
kind of cans that you use to dust off your keyboard.
Yeah, people like to huff those.
Is that like Whippets?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So police actually went to Bug's room after a family member asked them to check on him, and they found numerous of cans around the room, so he may have a problem. He's 35 years old. His real name is Brandon, not Bug. That's what he goes by, is Bug.
His mugshot, he looks a little disheveled.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, people will huff anything, man.
I guess it makes sense that he would be about my same age, since that movie came out when I was 10-ish, 9 or 10.
I remember seeing it. Did they go to the store and huff stuff?
In the movie?
Well,
I know people go to the store, and I've seen someone huff Pam, and then they had foam coming out of their mouth.
God.
Yeah.
They might have had rabies.
I have.
It's really disgusting.
I can tell you, fixing on hot tubs back in the day, you had the PVC glue.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were in a concentrated, like, closed-up area,
you
get a big whiff of that. But even just a little bit of that, it'll wake you up.
No, I bet so.
I just like to huff it. I don't do it a lot, but, you know, I would do it now just to, you know, smell it.
Yeah.
But that's not huffing, right? It's just like smelling it.
It depends on, are you huffing it or are you just
sticking a sniff? If it's going in your lungs, it's the same thing.
I'm not like...
And kill brain cells.
Deep inhale. Like gas. I got gas this morning. That smelled good.
Yeah.
I didn't put my nose by the pump.
Well, thank goodness.
I'm a smeller, not a huffer.
All right, there's a difference.
Yep.
Hamilton, big news. The Broadway musical is, you know, it's filmed and it's going to hit Disney Plus on July 3rd. But it's not going to be the same as what you're going to see on the stage. This one, little small tweaks in it to get that PG-13 rating. So there, some of the bad language will be censored out.
I didn't know I had bad language. Because kids all want to go see it. Oh, we want to go see Hamilton.
Yeah.
I know the cussing in it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah. I mean, I knew it was kind of dirty. I didn't know it was coming to Disney Plus. I'm still stuck on South Park on HBO Max today.
I thought that was coming to Disney Plus.
No, HBO Max starts today. So they're right now.
Yeah, Disney Plus got the Marvel catalog.
Yeah, but that's on every streaming service. Yeah. All those movies and a bunch of Disney Plus movies are too, man. A bunch of Pixars.
Like, I wonder what was going to happen to Punisher, the series.
I don't know.
They ain't going to put it on Disney Plus. It's violent.
Yeah, some of that stuff they still want. I mean, anything like that, they won't. Even now that they've acquired Fox and Deadpool, they won't put those movies on Disney Plus either because they're R-rated movies. Violent, naked people in them.
Good stuff.
And Disney Plus, you gotta keep it family oriented, sort of, unless they have some kind of thing that you can lock the kids out on certain sections.
I guess they gotta start putting some of this stuff up. Blows my mind they have alcohol at Disney World.
Well, they know how to turn a dollar at Disney World.
I'm like, man, it was our family, you know, orientation growing up.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was drinking, but. Just seems odd.
But I think if it's all under contracts, if you're going to sell it and someone's going to pay that much money for Friends or Punisher, you'd let them keep it for like a year, right?
They might as well.
Make some money.
Somebody texted Miley Cyrus is a fun slut. What is that? Just somebody you can hang out with and just does whatever?
Probably what he means by it.
Is it like she's the girl you take in front of your buddies because you guys are dating now and you're like, hey, show them your boobs. Do that trick you do where you take your shirt off.
Yeah, I don't think you tell her to do it. I think she just does it.
They'll get a kick out of that. Now, we've seen many a time where we've been the party that has seen the guy suffer who's with the chick who's doing that to everybody.
Oh, yeah. I've been there, seen that,
so
yeah.
So this is the girl that you invite over, but this isn't your girlfriend. It's just a fun girl that you like to hang out with.
Well, you know what? I don't know her, so I'm not trying to say all this stuff about her.
Get her in trouble. Because I think she's a nice person, probably.
She could be a real sweetheart. I'm not going to act like she's something I can't confirm.
Or deny.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate some birthdays.
I'm not here to gossip with y'all,
no,
fat boy.
Gosh.
You gossip.
I miss seeing those girls.
Yeah. I don't.
You're just trouble today.
It's just funny that a guy's like, hey, I'm going to show off my new girl.
Yeah, but I felt so bad for the guy. And then those girls always would get drunk or high and start talking, and you had to listen to it because you couldn't turn your hearing off.
Look at that hot vodka breath.
Yeah. Oh, man. See, that's the worst is hot, drunk. Breath. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that's rough. Oh, man.
I'm like, you're good looking, but your breath.
Yeah, I'd rather never get laid again than have to deal with hot vodka breath coming out of a woman's mouth on me.
Now it's fireball breath.
Oh,
fireball,
that's even worse. Breath. Oh, it's worse.
Whiskey breath.
Oh, he said fireball, not whiskey.
It's even worse. All right, let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we?
Oh, man.
Celebrity birthdays, Lionel Messi.
Messi! Fatboy, you love Messi.
I don't like him as much as Ronaldo.
You like Ronaldo better?
But I think Messi's about to break a goal record, right?
I mean, he's one of the biggest stars in the whole world.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
I believe he don't pay his taxes, too, allegedly, right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he got in some trouble for that.
Yeah. You know what? God dang it.
What?
I just cheated by accident.
That's fine.
That's okay.
30?
31.
All right. He's 33. J.J. Redick.
Worth $400 million. Lionel Messi, not J.J. Redick.
God. You know what, though? But, you know, you wouldn't picture Redick as the Duke's all-time leading scorer.
Yeah.
But he chucked a lot of threes.
Oh, yeah, he has. He's probably made a lot of money playing basketball, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say 34?
35.
J.J. Redick is 36. Peter Weller.
Oh, man.
RoboCop.
Mm-hmm.
I love RoboCop, man. Yeah. The first RoboCop movie is great. The other one's not as great, but the first one's awesome.
Yeah, part three was it's too much of a social message.
Shoots that guy in the junk.
I remember seeing Peter Weller on Sons of Anarchy.
I think the first one was more of a social message than any of them.
The third one?
Didn't see it. No, the first one.
You didn't think the third one was urban sprawl, gentrification?
All that stuff was in the first one.
Yeah, the third one just should have been made.
The first one was just good science fiction, so you know we can watch it and be and just dumb ourselves, numb ourselves to the point that we don't realize what we're being told.
Yeah, I wish there was a redneck RoboCop too. That would have made it a little bit better.
Oh, it would have been great.
I'm gonna shoot you. You coming with me,
or I'll shoot you. You gonna come with me, man?
RNIV.
Oh man, I think he's like 64.
70.
Peter Weller is 73.
God, really?
Yeah, RoboCop got old. By the way, J.J. Redick has made almost $100 million playing ball, and when he gets paid for the next two seasons, he'll be more like $115 million.
Yeah, his Pelicans contract, I think it was, you know, like a couple years, 30 or 40 million.
Yeah, he's still owed $27 million as an NBA player for two more seasons. God. Yeah.
He gets these little, you know, short contracts, a lot of money.
Yeah. You play in the league, you're going to make some cash. He made $23 million in one season. My God.
He's That's Duke's sick. All-time leading scorer.
Yeah.
And the last birthday, very tall man, Mick Fleetwood.
Are they back together? I don't remember. It's hard to, like, does Christine McVie hate Stevie Nicks still? Do they don't like each other? Do they both hate Lindsay?
I think they all hate each other.
It might. I mean, I've never seen another band that didn't want to be together.
Yeah.
But well, they were great.
Some of them dated, so. They might have that kind of thing.
Like Lindsay and Mick. Did they date? I'm going to say 75.
Yeah, my mom was in a religious commune with Mick Fleetwood.
Really?
He lived there for a while at one point while she was there.
I didn't know she was in a commune.
Yeah, she's in a cult. Everybody's in a cult in the 70s, yeah. Right?
Was it like one of those like Rajanichi orgy cults?
I don't know what they did, man. I know it was in Texas, though.
Really?
Not Waco, somewhere else.
That's interesting.
She was in I forget what it was called, but yeah, it was she says it was a religious commune / cult in Texas.
You better believe I'm going to ask her when I see her.
You should.
Was Moose a hippie chick? Because that's awesome.
I don't think so. I think it was, I mean, I know that her first husband was a really religious man, like a zealot, and she was with him, and he went to the cult.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. But anyway, I'll say her cult buddy, Mick Fleetwood, is 78.
76.
Mick is 73 today.
Let's just start with that.
Yep.
Sorry. Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and there's your Rise Guys Headlines.
I can't believe Moose was in a cult.
I know.
Yeah,
so
she
cool.
was.
That's so
I
awesome.
Thought I'd mentioned it before. I'm pretty
no,
sure I have at some
never,
point.
Never.
Yeah, my mom was claims to have been in a cult in the early 70s, which would have been like 1970, 1971.
Maybe that's where she got the name Moose.
No, it was a childhood nickname.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was some grand cult title.
Yeah, and it turns out that thing wasn't even a moose. It was a bull.
I don't want to call her that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me be right back. More Rise Guys Morning Show.
Outrageous Morning Radio with the Rise Guys.
They talk about things most other stations won't talk about and things that I often think about but don't say out loud.
On 93.3 The Planet. The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
This guy is, you know, the eldest sometimes. I don't know if mom and dad are still alive or not. It wasn't for me to ask. But the older sister is now making all the rules when it comes to family events. And their family has a lake house, which, first of all, older folks that are listening that have lake properties, before you die, sell it and then just split it up. Don't try to say, oh, you get it this weekend, you get it that weekend. It don't work with kids. It don't work with lake houses.
Yeah, just the will it to be sold and split the money.
Do it like that and otherwise, let them buy their own lake house.
Unless you want your kids to fight about something after you die, then keep the house.
So, yeah. So the older sister has said this year because of – he suspects coronavirus because he hasn't heard this firsthand. He heard it from an uncle. This year, only one plus one, which I think she probably has to change that because of children and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe
like plus one besides family.
This year, no fireworks except for sparklers. And that's already started a debate of where the firework sticks go into the water.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of see that. If we're going to worry about straws, I guess we should worry about firework sticks.
Yeah.
But the other part of this that I think is the real bone of contention is like no liquor, just beer and wine.
Yeah.
It's like you ever go to a wedding? It's like, oh, yeah, we have a bar set up. It's free beer and wine. You're like,
really?
He ain't got no DeSerena? Come on.
Yeah,
I want an Amaretta.
So he wants to take his girlfriend and his buddy Aaron.
Yeah.
He wants
to take the plus one.
He wants the fireworks and he wants liquor.
Yeah.
He has problems with all sides of this.
Yeah. So he is about to call her if he hasn't changed his mind. You still there, brother? Brother.
No, I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. We ain't going to try to talk you. You're sure you want to do this? The Fat Boy hasn't promised you a video message later? No kind of exchanging of goods to do this? You're on a court.
I mean, no. Seriously, just you guys being there, it helps. It helps.
Okay. All right.
I'm ready to do this.
Well,
yeah.
I'm looking for some personal appearance fees, so I'll be at your party. And I'll take payment in liquor and fireworks if this goes through.
There you go. You be my plus three.
And Aaron. You can pay us with Aaron.
Yeah. That's the road trip I'll go on. Yeah. Screw you guys. I'll go to their it's in Columbia, though.
Yeah.
Right, I'm out.
Yeah.
Lake Murray. It's too far of a drive. I'd have to stay overnight. I'm weird about that.
Staying overnight?
Well, in somebody's house, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You know. That's why I try not to meet a lot of people.
I know how to kill these people.
All right, here we go. It's Truth and Consequences.
Hello, this is Michelle.
Michelle, what's up? It's Carson.
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
What's up? I'm just getting ready to work. What are you doing?
Well, I'm wondering why my brother I never talked to is calling me so early. What's up?
Yeah, that's a fair point. Hey, look, I want to talk to you about the 4th of July.
Okay, but can we please call it Independence Day? I mean, saying 4th of July just makes you seem like such a redneck, you know?
Oh, my God, whatever, okay? I'll be a redneck. I mean, you know what? Uncle Paul was telling me about how you've got, like, a guest list and about, like, firework restrictions and no liquor. What's up with that?
I told you we're going to try and be safe and responsible this year, you know? So, I'm sorry, but it's not going to be the typical, you know, 4th of July party, but...
No, wait. You didn't tell me anything. You kind of like left me out on this. You're telling Uncle, and you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm going to bring Aaron and I'm going to bring Kimberly, so you can just deal with that.
No, it's one guest per person, and all the guests must be pre-approved.
Okay, and so. Let me guess. You're going to do the approvals? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I am, because someone has to do it. Do you want to do it? Because
no, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to sit here and tell my own family who they can invite to the 4th of July party.
But so you have no respect for like the current situation we're in.
Yeah, I think that we should have less people. Okay, I mean, I will agree with that. I just think that, you know, I mean, we should try to be careful. But I mean, I don't know what that has to do with fireworks, for one.
Well, because I was reading, and fireworks hypnotize people, you know? So, like, we could do all this work, do the social distancing, and then, you know, you have a bunch of fireworks, and everybody's just going to kind of just – all that work's going to go out the window because everybody's going to get together.
Oh, my God, give me a break. That sounds like some crap that you just made up. I mean, you know – be real with me. You know the reason is because of your damn dog.
No.
Come on.
Leave Bixby out of this. I read that fireworks were going to be dangerous. Yeah, I did, and we shouldn't do it this year.
Just like Uncle Paul's VFW buddies coming to the party would be dangerous?
Yeah, it's one guest per person. Uncle Paul knows that. I told him.
You know what? Those guys served in Korea and Vietnam, and you're going to tell them they can't come to the 4th of July party.
So what does Korea and Vietnam have to do with the revolution against the British? I mean...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You are being such a bitch right now. I can't even believe it. This is a new one for you.
What did you just call me?
You know, that far with it. Hey, Michelle, good morning, I think. I'll say good. It's good for me so far.
It's all right. Good morning.
We're live on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys up here in Greenville, 93.3 The Planet.
Yeah, it's us.
Wow.
So the whole thing's been all, so please don't say any cuss words. I don't think he did yet.
No, he's done a good job.
Keep that tradition going.
I'm sorry.
You didn't cuss either,
No,
I
no, no.
I think
Carson
anybody cussed.
Well, he came close.
Paige was mouthing MF-er at me, but.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
My word.
So, all right, the whole thing's out now. We're live on the radio. Michelle, he's told us that you have laid out the rules. No fireworks, bigger than sparklers. Beer and wine only, no liquor. and plus one only.
One pre-approved guest per person.
And he said he didn't agree with that.
He didn't like that.
So you're telling me that my little baby brother is so immature that he had to call the radio station to tell me how to act.
Yes, yes, that is exactly correct. I'm that immature, and guess what? I'm going to bring Fireball and tequila to the 4th of July party while I'm at it. How about that?
You are not. No, you're not. You're not bringing
Yeah, I am. You know what? If you don't like your husband getting drunk, that's between you and him. That is not my problem. And so I'm going to drink my whiskey and my tequila, okay, and you can deal with your own issues.
Okay, well, we'll see about that, but, you know, I can see right now that you've outnumbered me in this situation, but, you know, real good job.
I didn't.
We're neutral.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds like you found some trashy people to back you up, and you just want to get drunk and burn down Pippa's house. So.
And now support what you call her.
Look, nobody's burning down Pippa's house. Who's
Pippa? Never mind. I guess that's who's Pippa? Can I ask that?
That's our grandpa. Everybody calls him Pippa.
Yeah, and he was a very proud man, and he would be furious if he were here to see that you're embarrassing our family like this.
I am not. How am I embarrassing? Look, if you were still here, you'd never gotten this far talking about no liquor and no fireworks. Let's be real about that. That would embarrass him.
Pippa would be pissed about that a bit, yeah.
Pippa's pissed, man.
Whatever. I'm done with this. I have to go to work. I have to provide for my family. You know, but I'm going to clear some time this evening, and I'm going to go talk to Mom and Dad about you.
Oh.
About that.
Oh, is that what you're going to do? Yeah. You know what? You can just tell them that you lost your damn mind. How about that?
Okay, we'll see. We'll see about.
But what about the, right. What about the, she's gone. God bless her.
Dang it, I was going to tell her to say hi to Bixby for us.
Oh, my God.
Bixby,
that
Pippa, there was a lot of.
Bixby's the dog, Pippa's the grandpa.
Okay, what's her drunk husband's name? Because there's a lot of telltale information there. One, we find out the fireworks possibly because of her dog, right?
Bixby.
Okay. Pippa was grandpa. Yeah. And then,
Pippa was grandpa.
And then, so you think, you didn't say this when we talked to you, and I'm not saying, you didn't tell us, but like, is she keeping the liquor away from the party because of her husband? Did he not control it?
I wasn't trying to bring all that up, but I mean, let's be real. There's definitely a lot going on there, and I feel like there's some subtext behind what she's doing. Yeah. I don't know if she's trying to make like a new change for 2020, but there's a lot going on. It's like she's putting all of her personal issues into making rules for us getting together based on what she needs or what she's trying to protect in her life. I mean, you know.
Yeah. It's like when you found out summer camp was Bible camp.
Yeah. Yeah. Vacation Bible school just means you go there for a few hours a day, then go back home.
Make a tie-dye t-shirt and leave.
There you go.
I thought I was going on vacation to Bible school. We're just at Townville Baptist for 3 hours, and then we go back home.
No, but we had to go to church, and we were on vacation. You remember?
Yeah. I remember going to the Sevierville Baptist.
Yeah. So you will still go through with this, even though that you know this is going to cause a mess of friction, because she's going to tell, you know, her husband, and she's going to get a Mom and Dad before you do.
Yeah, I mean, this definitely sucks. I mean, I'm going to get, you know, who knows how long that's going to take. I'll probably get calls here in a couple hours. But, I don't know. I mean, look, I'm going, okay? And you know what? I'm going to take my friends, and I hope that every old guy from the VFW shows up, support my uncle. And you know what? I'll email you guys the address. You can show up, too, if you want, you know?
Why not?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
If you get the houseboat, let me know.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd like to be able to.
Hear about a houseboat, let me know, and then we could all hang out there. We could watch her from the water.
Ask Joe Marzuka if they have houseboats.
They might.
They have ambulances for sure.
We'll shoot fireworks at her.
No, that's not.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Roman candles.
It's going to turn into a virtual party.
All right. No matter what, be safe. If you know, the message with the whole
absolutely. I'm not trying. You know, I got a little heated because we have issues, obviously. But I mean, I'm trying to be safe. I'm just trying to. It's just there's safe, and then there's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think there's a compromise in there somewhere.
Yeah,
sibling rivalry.
Yeah, you can be safe and drunk on liquor, and
That's why Aaron's coming, dude. I bet Aaron's like 3 years sober.
Dealing with your blank hammer brother-in-law.
Aaron is not sober.
Oh, my God.
All right. Y'all be safe, and thanks for doing that on the show. And call your mom and dad and then your sister. All right?
I should probably call them first and get ahead of it.
I would.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
All right. See you.
Hey, thank you so much, and have a great 4th of July. I really appreciate your help.
You have the best. Thank you. You have the best 4th of July.
Ever. Best ever.
Thank you.
Oh, we will.
Mm-hmm.
We will. Okay.
Right, thank you. Not on Lake Moore, you won't. Thank you.
I feel sorry for the parents.
You hang up first.
I think it's cool when people have cool nicknames for their grandparents.
Pippa.
That's cool.
Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
There it is. There's our song, Fatbo. Your favorite song in the world.
Oh, it's such a beautiful tune.
Rise Guys Morning Show. It's about 9:49 right now.
Yeah, it came quick today.
9:50. My clock was slow.
What?
My clock was slow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes I got to make sure I didn't hear
it right.
Something wrong with this ear over here.
A big day of Meatloaf and South Park ahead of me today.
Yeah, you excited about this Meatloaf?
I'm just more excited about South Park probably.
Yeah. I'm excited about the foot race. Who's going to beat you out of here? We might be squeezing through the door at the same time.
Oh, you got stuff to do. I can wait until tomorrow to do mine. Yeah.
It's always something.
I'll just do mine tomorrow. I don't have much to do tomorrow.
Maybe I'll get the meatloaf before you get to it.
No, you won't. They don't start serving until 10:30.
What if he showed up and followed you
there? You have to sit there in the parking lot and wait 10 minutes to get something.
I know. That's the downside of getting out early.
Tell me about it. There ain't nothing serving lunch when we drive by.
Fat Boy's now trolling lunch.
Look, there's once a week I can hit Chick-fil-A in Malden for lunch. Otherwise, they're still serving breakfast when I go by there.
Nine's here, but he's just sitting in the parking lot.
Yeah, I'm just sitting over here in the parking lot in front of Ben Time.
Must have loaf.
Otherwise known as Old Kmart.
Ben Time.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. I don't think Matt will be back tomorrow, but he will be back soon. So no Matthew, no Mattman.
Yeah, when you're under the weather, it's hard to get out from under.
It's hard to get out from under the weather. It really is. But tomorrow being Thursday means Facebook fussing. You didn't clap because I didn't do it on cadence. Facebook fussing. We're good at that. Fatboy's thing about statues for towns. Fatboy doesn't want to name statues, doesn't want to build statues of people. He wants to build statues that tell you what the town is all about. So we'll do that tomorrow.
Got statue list. People can add to it.
Yeah.
72341.
We'll do that. You can text us in CVM text line, like Fatboy said, 72341. Also, if we have time, we'll rate some towns tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
After we do the statue thing, we can just have people call and text. They tell us the town, and then we'll rate it on a 1 to 10 scale and tell them what we think of their town.
Look, this is going to be honest. You're going to turn people against each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Belton and Honeypath, you're going to be separate on these.
I like one of those better than the other one.
Uh-oh.
I really do have one that I like better.
Be prepared.
Yep.
Y'all going to get it tomorrow.
Oh. Yep. We appreciate all of you listening, spending the morning with us, starting the day with us. We had fun. Hope you did too.
It was fun. Don't hurt each other.
No. Thanks for listening. Be good to each
good
other.
Advice.
Don't hurt each other.
Right.
Don't hurt each other.
Get naked and touch each other if you want to and everybody agrees to it.
Yeah, you better ask first.
Yeah. Anyway, have a good day. Rise Guys Morning Show. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Fatboy does the Rise Guys Rewind at 5. We'll be live at 6. Paige is going to stay right here with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. So enjoy rocking with her.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks. Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.